Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Good morning. I'm coming out of the gate running this morning because my broadcast was supposed to come on at 10. Something happened. But I thank the people at Blog Talk for getting it together enough for me to do a broadcast an hour later. Praise God to each and every one of them. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for all you're doing and what you're going to do this day. For each and everybody that have tuned in, dear Heavenly Father, cover them with the blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. As we go forth with this broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to speak through me, dear Heavenly Father. Move me behind the cross, dear Heavenly Father, and let the words that I say, dear Heavenly Father, come from the divine throne of God. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Today we're talking about divine law of supply and demands. My show is normally 30 minutes to an hour, but I see they only put 15 minutes, so I'm going to talk quick and in a hurry today. Today we're talking about Philippians 4:19, divine law of supply and demand. The word of God says, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." You know, a lot of people take this popular verse out of context. You know, my God shall supply all your needs. You know, when you think about the outcome of what he has just said, the paragraph treats God for faithfulness in using the Philippians to meet the financial needs of Paul in jail. You know, the Philippians met Paul's needs. Now God will meet their needs. And that's the same way it is today. Meet the need of God first, and God will supply and meet your need. You know, what affected Paul affected God, and what affects us affects God. You know, God will exchange compliments. God is faithful to his people. He will not stand in debt to his people. You know, God meets our financial needs is in the environment of our meeting the needs of others. Just try. Start meeting the needs of others before yourself, and you will see how God will open the windows of heaven on behalf of you. You know, when I read through that, the Philippians gave an acceptable sacrifice that was a sweet-smelling aroma to God. Is everything is flowing out and nothing flowing in? The Philippians will themselves be put in jeopardy financially. But God will not allow those who give sacrificially to go in war. When you give to God, sacrificing, you will not go in lacking. I'm a living witness. Give what you're supposed to give, and God will truly bless you. We cannot outgive God no matter how you try. He has a bigger shovel than we. I'll use that as an example. He has a bigger shovel than we. Forgive him. You know, the promise here is that God will supply all the need, not only to the Philippians, but he will do it for you and me. Not just some of us, but all of us. You know, God's supply is comprehensive of every type of need we have, whether our need is temporal or spiritually, God will meet it. You know, and I thought about when I went over to Luke 6 and 30, it said, give, and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. You know, for with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Yet, in Psalms 37 and 35, 25 said, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seeds and descendants begging bread. You know, we are to honor the Lord with our possession and with the first fruit of all our increase. You know, he was letting us know, so your barns will be filled with plenty. I'm a living witness. Getting ready to do a grand opening for joy and peace, community development, cooperation. God has been filling this barn with plenty. It's overflowing to give back to the people. This is not a ministry where we have our hand out. We need financial donation. Don't get me wrong. If someone even listening to this broadcast would like to donate financially to Joy and Peace, we'd be more than happy to receive it because we have so many places to put it. But we are doing this outreach where we give back to the people, back to the community, everything that they will get on grand opening and every second Saturday of the month is free of charge. Whether it's an appetizer, whether it's clothing, whether it's appliances, whether we're giving our resources for jobs or whether we're giving our spiritual counseling, that is given back to the community. That is free. God is in charge of that because, you know, when you do what God said do, I'm a living witness, he will bless you. He, you know, your bed will overflow with new wine. You know, God supplies our needs when we meet someone else's need. How many of you all listen to the broadcast today? It's meeting someone else's need other than you. Did you put yourself on the back burner for a while? You saw a need. You might have saw a child. You might have saw a child without shoes to wear. And you know you had some shoes or you had enough money to go buy that child a pair of shoes. So did you put off buying you that new dress or that new hat or purse and go buy that child a nice little outfit with a nice pair of shoes, socks, stockings, little barrettes or whatever for their head, or get that young man a nice haircut. Get him a nice little shirt. School will be starting back soon. Put up the uniform up in layaway for a child. So I'm showing you, I'm talking fast because I'm not used to doing this show in 15 minutes, but I give God praise for what I want to get the basic point over. You know, God will commemorate sacrificial giving. Are you generous with others today? Or are you a stingy person? It's the reason you hang onto your money is so that you do not believe that God will supply your need. Do you believe that God will resupply you if you give to his cause? God commemorate giving does not apply to every believer, because every believer don't believe in giving. They believe in holding on tight. You know, some people say that, you hear people say, they're so tight that they squeak when they walk. It's only applied to those who have given sacrificially. Do you believe God will reimburse you generously today? Today we are talking about divine law of supply and demand, letting you know no matter what the supply and the demand is, God is the supplier. He will give you everything that you need according to his riches and glory. And I give God praise today for this show and this broadcast. We had a time trying to get the broadcast going, so I cut it real short today to do for 15 minutes. But I appreciate them getting it on in time, even an hour later. So I hope others will come on in the archive later and listen to this broadcast on demand, divine law of supply and demand. And some of my key words I was using was the demand. That means it's the need of the righteous. The storehouse means his riches and glory. And the supply means God supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. And the media, you Christ is our media for blessing. Whatever you need, you can go to Jesus Christ, and he will supply everything that you need. I thank you so much today for taking time out from your busy schedule to listening to Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation / Outreach. Hope you come back next week. We'll have a wonderful show on next week and hope everything go right next week on the broadcast we will be doing next week. So make sure you check, because we will have an exciting show for you next week. By the grace of God, we shall be on. And until next week, be blessed. Love each and every one of you all. And have a wonderful, wonderful Independence Day. Bye-bye.